Kevin Bennett there, born white, but will die black at 40 minutes past eight. Just coming up to the end of our show, we've got a very special guest in, and Kevin was up at this event last year, but our special guest in the studio is no other than James Dean. Thank you very much for coming in, sir. James, how are you?
Hello, Barry. I'm very well. Nice to see you back on the wireless.
Thank you very much. It was the wireless back in the day when we first started. Now,
and I'm Dee, so you can say hello to me too.
Hello, Dee. Rock on.
This is a co-host show.
Dee's from up that way, from up at the Cairns region. That's all her family up that way.
Cairns lady.
Yes. I'm Cairns, born and raised in Cairns. I actually went up to, I did my high school years up in the Tablelands, not Mareeba. Right. More outside of Atherton, Herberton.
Yeah, right, cool.
Yeah, so spent a lot of time in that part of the country.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Certainly is. Now, Savannah in the Round, one of the great country music festivals that's certainly up that way. It's been going for 3 years now, James?
You're heading into year five. Can you believe it?
I can't believe that.
No, yeah. Five. Yeah. Well, 20 was the first one, and we're all set to go with the big festival in 2020, and then that horrible COVID came along, and we had to pivot, as they say. I hate that word. Yeah. You and I prefer to say? Think on your feet.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
Well,
why Mareeba, out of all places?
Oh, look, we looked at a lot of different venues, and you know, the Mareeba Rodeo Arena just had it so far and above because of the size of it, the capacity for camping. What did Darryl Braithwaite call it last year? It's a mini MCG.
Oh, wow.
So it's got a you know, it's obviously got the incredible grandstand there that, you know, Mareeba Rodeo, of course, has turned 75 this year. Can you believe it?
Wow.
But it's a lot of, you know, it's just a wonderful facility, and it's close to Cairns. It's accessible.
Yep.
So it was accessible to the Cairns airport from both in terms of domestic but also international in the longer term. You've got the backdrop of all that incredible, you know, tourism experiences up
Cape
there.
Cape York,
Cape York, right? In fact, we called the main stage this year the Cape, and that's what it's called from here on in.
Yep.
So we branded the, you know, the big stage the Cape, because Mareeba's the gateway to the Cape. You can't get to the Cape without going through Mareeba, really.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, we lean into tourism up there. I mean, there's 2,500 tourism experiences you can do as a visitor to North Queensland, and I suppose we're very much part of event tourism. So it's you know, the message is pretty clear. You come to North Queensland, take in the music festival, and then hang around and take in all the cultural experiences and take in the tourism experiences and take in the region and hang around and have a holiday. And just enjoy the beauty of far North Queensland. We all love it. Anyone who's had anything to do with FNQ.
It's beautiful up that way. I don't say that because I'm from there. Yeah. It is. It's a beautiful part of Australia. And to have something like this, I think it's quite special.
Yeah, look, it's proven that way. And, you know, over half the people that attend the event come from outside the region, so they travel. Every capital city and every state in Australia and territory is represented with our patrons, and you know, a lot of people come up for that very experience of going to music, enjoying the music, but hanging around and getting amongst the region, you know.
Yes.
And so we lean into the region. We lean into, you know, artists from the region.
Yeah.
We lead into food experiences from the region. So we have this thing called Tastes of Savannah, which highlights and leans into produce. Horticultural produce and all the value-added things that come along with that. There's also there's just a whole range of different products that are I guess native or local to far North Queensland, and so we celebrate that, you know, and musically we celebrate it as well with local artists.
Absolutely,
you know,
it's highly there's a high population of First Nations in far North Queensland, and. I'm looking at the on the website here, and the act, the list of some of the performers, and you've got some local Indigenous groups heading up as well.
Yeah, look, we've always done that. You know, we've always leaned into First Nations in lots of different ways, not just in terms of programming, but in terms of catering, in terms of art. In terms of some of the workshops that we've got coming up as well, we've got some incredible things coming up with, you know, with food around First Nations offerings food this year. There's a whole You know, and we were fortunate. We got some big support from Arts Queensland this year, specifically to roll out Indigenous art projections. We're going to do a lot of that with local people, local Indigenous artists. And so our artistic curator, Holly, volunteers at CIAF every year, and she's very connected. She's an art teacher from Cairns High.
Yep.
And does great work. But we've also got palm weaving this year. We've got a big display on the Saturday of Indigenous food preparation, which is going to be a major feature of the festival this year. Then you pepper that with the artists, of the musical artists. Yeah. So, you know, our commitment and our lean into First Nations goes well beyond music, but looking at musically over the years, we've had Black Image Band play this year. We've got Road Trippers, which is, of course, part of the Black Image Band. So that's Pando and his son who play in the band there. They're fabulous guys. We've also got some really good in First Nations artists from Kiranda this year on the program that lean probably more into more into reggae, really, which is cool, you know.
Country reggae go well hand in hand.
Well, they do, you know. Especially, you know, around the Kiranda, and a lot of roots music So look, we're very proudly, and from the very get-go, you know, we established some great relationships with the local Indigenous people, and they're very much part of helping present the event. A lot of our volunteers, so on and so forth. So it goes across many layers.
I mean, you've got some highlights here. I mean, you've got the Living End, you've got John Williamson, you've got Troy Cassidaly, Tyler Hubbard, Jackson, and Kip Moore, and many more on this list. And it's really impressive. I'm curious, because you've done many festivals besides the Savannah. Mm. When you're putting sort of a list like this of artists, is there, where do you even start? Because there's so much good music out there.
Yeah. Many, many years of relationships in the industry that go back, the Little Black Book.
Can I say
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Little Black Book.
I've still got one.
Let me tell you. It's pretty deep and rich and colourful.
Mm.
And so we've got great relationships with national tour promoters, people such as Frontier and Michael Chugg, who, you know, tour. Of course, Chuggy and the Frontier people are the owners of CMC Rocks, which is part owners of CMC Rocks, which is something I was blessed to work on for about 6 years on that event, moving it to Queensland. And so those sort of relationships, and, you know, obviously it spills over to other people like TEG Live, who are major players in presenting live sport and music touring in Australia. And so we tend to be on the list where we get a call and say, where's your level of interest? Would you be interested in Kip Moore? Well, hello. How about Tyler Hubbard? Do you think
I'll say hello for you.
Of course. And then, you know, we try and maintain very strong relationships with the Australian agency. So, you know, there's premier artists in Melbourne who represent a lot of the heritage rock acts, you know, everyone from Jimmy Barnes right the way across those guys. And then you've got more, you know, indie emerging artists like Select Music in Sydney, you know, who you know, represent a whole different range of genres of music. And so they're all relationships that go back many years. So for us curating a program, it's important to get it right. But I can tell you now, we don't get two internationals like Tyler Hubbard and Kip Moore presented to us every year. I mean, you can go for a year without anything. But to have two artists in the 1 year was quite unusual. So it was...
And coming to Mareeba.
Unbelievable.
Was it last 2 years ago? It was Brad Paisley.
That's right.
So, Brad, like,
when the community was telling me that from North Queensland, I thought they were joking.
Yeah, no.
I said, why would he go up there?
Yeah.
They're coming up to the Mareeba
Savannah in the round. Yeah. It was unreal.
So when you think about it in those terms, I mean, they fly into Cairns. It's one of the busier airports, right?
We'll it's an international
airport. Yeah.
It's an easy destination to get to. They like to stay well, and there's plenty of choice for that in Cairns. So, you know, jump on a tour bus and then come up to Mareeba. It's generally around an hour, you know, a little over an hour to get there. But I've got to say at the moment, after all the flooding and cyclone and whatnot up there, the Carina Range is a mess. And so it's really, you know, we say allow 90 minutes.
Absolutely.
Because there's single lane and stop go and so on that range now.
Can always go the back way.
Well, that's true. You can do the wrecks or you could do the gillies.
Yeah. Depending on which way you come from.
Yeah. Scary.
both scary. Hey, James, just before we wrap up, you did mention one thing that the food. You got some taste, some Indigenous food in that up there. Do you need – now, I know I've been a bus driver in the past.
Yeah,
and
Barry.
I've helped with some
Barry has actually worked on this event.
Yes, I've worked on the event. And that's why I can vouch for the great stuff it does for the local economy and the local people, because everyone puts their hand up and just jumps in and has a dig, and it's just the greatest. Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, you get to see it all. Mm. It's sensational. The food, do you need a taste tester this year? I can't drive anymore just because I'm scared of the Carina Range.
You're always invited, Barry. We'll fly you in.
Thank you.
Well, I better not mention helicopter in Cairns at the moment. It's a little bit controversial. We'll fly you in. But, hey, listen, just before I sign off, one thing I would like to do is acknowledge the local mob up there, the Mullaridgee mob.
Yep.
They're the traditional owners of that area around Mareeba, and we work very closely with those ladies. They are fabulous. They have input. We listen. They attend the event every year as our special guests. So shout out to the Mullaridgee girls.
Absolutely. When you are organising an event like that, it is so important to involve the local Indigenous people and have their input into it. You've done it none better than what you've done with Savannah and around. And look, people, if you are listening in and you've got some spare time, do yourself a favour, get up to that event. You will not regret it. I don't even know if you'll want to come back. That's how good it is.
Well, if you haven't been in that part of the world, you know, save your coin, get up there, 11th to the 13th of October. So, and, you know, stick around. You've got the Great Barrier Reef where the rainforest meets the sea.
Absolutely.
You've got Cape Tribulation. Yeah, you've got the beautiful Crystal Cascades. Oh. Look, I could be the tour guide.
You are the promo lady for North Queensland. I'll tell you what. We're going to sign you up.
Mate, this is beautiful. Thank you very much for coming in, James. It's an absolute pleasure, as always. Best of luck. Don't be surprised if you do see a very sort of small, shy, timid, dreadlock gentleman walking around the savannah in the round with lots of food in his mouth.
Thank you, and you're welcome back to the Brekkie Show anytime.
Oh, thank you. I feel very welcome.
Beautiful. Here's one of the artists that we were just talking about, Troy Cassar-Daly. Wish I was a train, I could get all the way up to Mareeba and continue Savannah in the round. You're listening to Triple Eight, Mo Country.